Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
And where are you today?
I'm sitting in the golden sunshine on the Gold Coast. Well, not quite the Gold Coast. I'm actually in the hinterland on the family farm. So if you hear any roosters or peacocks, you'll know why.
Okay.
But in all my years of coming up here, and they have been quite a few, I've always thought of the Gold Coast as being somewhere, you know, where there are gold meter maids and there's bling and stretch limos and people wear white shoes. But it appears that there's just a groundswell happening here. Young people in their 20s and 30s are really becoming active. And I went the other day to a place called The Shed in Miami. It's an old industrial warehouse, and a group of young artists and filmmakers and musicians have got together, and they've put graffiti all over the wall, so I actually sort of felt at one stage I might even be somewhere like St. Peter's in Sydney. And they're doing their arts there. It's actually become an arts complex, and there's a terrific little retro cafe called The Shed. Now, this is just sort of the core of the movement. As I've moved around the coast, I've noticed lots of little cafes springing up too. There's one at Burley, only just opened a few weeks ago, called The Canteen. And when I was standing inside, I thought, gosh, I could be somewhere Melbourne, Sydney. There's another place in Palm Beach called the Barefoot Barista. Very groovy, very trendy, very Melbourne or Sydney. So it's actually very exciting. And there's a movie that I'm going to see, a documentary that's been made. It's showing on Thursday night at this industrial complex I mentioned at Miami called Kicking Off the White Shoes. So I'm going to speak to the documentary maker and after I've looked at it, and I'll find out more information.
So culture has arrived on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, well, it's just beginning to sort of trickle in. And a couple of years ago, a little booklet was published called The Naked City Guide, and that's full of, you know, ideas and suggestions of offbeat things you can do on the coast. And I must say it's very exciting because, you know, I think people who live here all the time, that's what a lot of the younger people have been looking for quite a while.
Now, you visited somewhere, didn't you?
No, also whilst I've been here, I went south down to Cabarita, which is in northern New South Wales. It's just near Kingscliff Beach. And there's a new, very, very upmarket spa resort open there, which only houses 8 to 10 people. But I actually spoke to the chef. She's a very interesting young woman. She's originally from Melbourne. She ran restaurants and pubs down there, and she's got into this what's called living cuisine, organic food, and that's what she's doing at the Cabarita Beach Resort. I had a lovely lunch. Now, I know you'll find this rather odd, of kale chips. This is cavolonera, that Tuscan kale, rubbed with cashew cheese and then dehydrated for about 8 hours in the oven. And she serves that with sesame seed crackers, which have also been activated and then dehydrated and mixed with tomatoes. This is very healthy food because it's a wellness retreat. People go there to get well.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was really terrific. And also a lovely poached fish with dukka on top and a fresh salad. So I've put one of her recipes up on my webpage today. Her name is Samantha Gowing. She calls herself an organic guru. And the recipe is for a guava, pomegranate and chia morning pudding. Now, do you know what chia is?
I thought it was a cup of tea.
Now, that's chai.
Oh, okay. Please explain.
Now, this is another one of these superfoods. You know, it's packed with protein. It comes from the herb family of mint. Anyway, very, very good for you. And she's it's actually a very simple recipe. She soaked the seeds overnight and then mixed it with this guava puree, topped it with pomegranate seeds and mixed a little bit of agave syrup through it.
Mm. And it's on your website?
Yes, on my website, SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.